This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a three-nation visit to Cyprus, Canada, and Croatia. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
The Prime Minister's three-nation visit will begin with Cyprus, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the island nation in over two decades. The visit holds significance as Cyprus has been a consistent supporter of India's positions on Kashmir, cross-border terrorism and reforms in the United Nations Security Council. From Cyprus, the Prime Minister will travel to Canada to attend the G7 summit. At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will exchange views on key global issues and hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines. The final leg of the Prime Minister's visit will be to Croatia, marking the first high-level visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country. Rajadurai for Akashvani News from Cyprus.
In a statement issued before his departure, the Prime Minister stated that he will begin the tour with a two-day visit to the Republic of Cyprus on June 15 and 16, at the invitation of President Nikos Christodoulidis. Calling Cyprus a close friend and a key partner in the Mediterranean region and the EU, he said the visit is an opportunity to deepen cooperation in trade, investment, security and technology, and to promote people-to-people exchanges. The Prime Minister said he will then travel to Kananaskis in Canada to attend the G7 summit on the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. He noted that the summit will allow for meaningful discussions on global challenges and concerns of the Global South. The much-awaited Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station has been rescheduled for 19th of June 2025. This announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission. The mission faced two main technical problems that required careful attention. During a follow-on coordination meeting between ISRO, Axiom Space and SpaceX, it was confirmed that the liquid oxygen leak observed in the Falcon 9 launch vehicle has been successfully resolved. In Uttarakhand, a helicopter crashed in the hills of Kharkhand near Gaurikund in Rudraprayag district this morning. Reports said they had six pilgrims that were on board the helicopter returning to Guptakashi after visiting the Kedarnath shrine. Some women who had gone into the forest to collect grass witnessed the helicopter falling. As soon as information about the incident was received, teams of NDRF and SDRF were dispatched to the site and a rescue operation was launched. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed deep sorrow over the accident. Heavy rains accompanied by strong winds lashed the national capital earlier this morning. The rains have significantly lowered the temperature in Delhi, offering relief from the intense heat wave and improving air quality. According to IMD, squally winds reaching wind speed of 80 to 100 km per hour swept through the national capital during the early hours. The intense wind and rain also disrupted early morning traffic, with waterlogging reported in several low-lying areas. IMD has issued a red alert over Tamil Nadu, coastal Karnataka, south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Konkan and Goa today due to extremely heavy rainfall. According to IMD, heavy rainfall is expected over Lakshadweep, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. The weather agency has also forecast favorable conditions for further advancement of southwest monsoon over parts of Gujarat, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. Similar conditions will prevail over parts of West Bengal, Jharkhand and Bihar during the next 2 days. Israel and Iran have escalated their deadly exchange of missile strikes as Iranian projectiles targeted major Israeli cities, while Israeli forces simultaneously conducted new attacks on military installations in Tehran yesterday. The dramatic confrontation has plunged the Middle East into what officials describe as dangerous new territory. Israeli military officials stated they are operating under the assumption that Iranian attacks are far from over. The Israeli Defense Forces said most incoming ballistic missiles were intercepted, though several impacted central Israel. And India's Yajik Hilang won gold medal at the 15th South Asian Bodybuilding and Physique Sports Championships 2025 at Thimphu in Bhutan yesterday. She secured the first position in the women's model physique up to 155 centimeters event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.